The Power FM Brekkie Show.
So last week, Josh, welcome to the Breakfast
Show. Hi, everyone. Welcome back
also,
to me.
Also, happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
It is your birthday today.
34. I never thought 34 would feel so good.
You look good for a 34-year-old.
I feel good, Jules. I feel alive.
You've worn a lot of sunscreen throughout your entire life, hey?
Yeah, that's right. That's how you keep from the leather skin.
I was going to say, you don't have any skin damage at all.
No.
Looks great.
I mean... We're assuming everyone knows Josh is 23 for the joke to make sense. Right. Yeah. Most probably. Why are they making such a big deal about his age?
34's not old.
Yeah, and no, happy 23rd birthday, Josh. Yeah, welcome to the studio.
Thanks so much.
We're welcoming you back to the studio, not just because it is your birthday, but because last week we proposed to you an idea that involved using your drone and flying it across Lake Wendouree.
Yeah, that's right. Well, a couple of weeks ago we did that... Drone Wars, Chris and I, used the drone. You may know of the drone from that.
We raced it through the downstairs area of the building. The thing that needs to be noted here and why this is such a challenge and why we asked your permission is because we're almost certain the drone is going to be destroyed. Simply because it's not a drone, like it's not one of those professional drones that people use for photography.
No. Yeah. No, like, it's quite light.
Like a drone the way you imagine it. Would fly over the lake easy.
Mm.
This is it's a toy essentially. It's a fun thing and it's a lot of fun. It's a stupid amount of fun,
battery,
but it's a toy.
Doesn't last very long on it either.
Doesn't have a huge flight time.
Yeah.
No.
Doesn't have a great range. Like its distance from remote to drone is very limited. Also, the distance at which you can see it is very limited because it's quite so small.
Yeah, it's small.
What would you say? Like less than 10 centimetres square?
I'd probably say that. It is like a square shape.
Yeah.
So I'd probably say 10 centimetres.
You're probably right. I worked at Lincraft. That's about 10 centimetres.
That's about 10 centimetres. It's very small. It doesn't do well in any kind of weather. It's an indoor drone for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great considering Ballarat's such a windy place.
Yeah.
Being in the highlands and all.
You gave us the okay to go ahead with the very ambitious project of trying to fly it across the lake.
Yes.
We kind of forgot about it for a week while we mulled over it.
Yeah. You can't just do something like this and just fly it across the lake.
Yeah, you don't just walk down to the lake and do it.
A lot of planning needs to go into it.
You've got to prepare, okay? So what we did was we cleared the whiteboard in the office and we did like what they do in like mystery or like investigative cop dramas. Yep. They do the thing on the board where they have all the strings going to this and that person and this person.
That's true.
So we did that. We put all the info on the whiteboard in the office and we came up with we did some experiments as well. We did a bit of scientific
experiment. Did some time trials in the basement.
Well, you don't want to go into it blindly and just go to the lake and be like, oh, I didn't foresee this happening.
Exactly.
Well, here's the thing. We've identified some pretty significant issues which we need to work through before we attempt this. The first and single biggest issue is the range. We cannot fly it from one side of the lake to the other.
Oh, no.
I think I worked out that's like 1.3 Ks, like at its shortest point.
At its shortest point, it's about 1.3 Ks across the lake, which is not going to happen. So what we did is we went down to the basement of the building and we measured out an 8-meter length.
Mm.
And Chris tried to fly that 8-meter length as fast as possible.
It wouldn't go further than that.
It wouldn't. Well,
no, it would go further. This was a time trial.
This was a time trial.
We just wanted to know how quickly it could move.
Yeah, so... It goes 8 meters in 10.34 seconds.
Okay.
So the length that we're thinking, we thought we can't make it across the whole lake.
Not in the time we've gotten the battery charge of the drone.
Yeah, which is about 4.5 minutes.
So what, do a smaller section?
Yes. So we thought maybe do a smaller section.
Where to and from?
We thought we would do from the yacht club, I think it was.
Yeah.
Yep.
Across to...
Is it Viewpoint? Where the lake view is? Yep. Is that Viewpoint?
That little...
The jutty out bit.
Yeah. Bit there.
It's about 300 metres, which we think is the extreme...
But the range won't last. Won't reach that far.
344 metres it is.
You've arrived at our next problem.
Yeah.
What do we do about that? We can't stand at the yacht club and fly it to the other side. A, we'll lose sight of it.
Mm-hmm.
B, the little controller will lose range. Do we follow it in a boat?
That's a great idea.
That's the only option.
I think that works.
Does one of us pilot the boat? Like, well, are we rowing?
I think it's at least a two-person job. One person has to be flying.
Yeah.
The other person needs to be rowing the boat.
Following it behind.
Would the rowboat be quick enough? What about
the drone's pretty slow.
What about a motorized boat?
I reckon a motorboat would guarantee that we can I don't know if you guys have ever like rowed a boat, like the kind with oars, not a kayak.
Yeah, not, didn't last very long, but Glenn to finish the rest.
Yeah, it can be a little bit unruly.
Yep.
So I think a motor would keep us on course better.
Well, we see them with the rowers all the time.
Do you reckon
well,
we can use one of
the coaches are always in them.
Maybe we can use one of those.
Well, if you're a rowing coach, let us know.
Why not? I'm pretty sure Richard from Stems is one for Clarendon College.
Oh.
So we might have a connection to a speedboat.
Another issue, guys.
Might. I don't know if that's locked in.
Weather's going to be a big one.
Of course it will.
Yeah. We're going to need a day.
The slightest bit of wind, we're in trouble.
We're going to need zero wind.
Yeah.
That's maybe impossible because Lake Wendouree is like the windiest place.
No.
Yeah, it is the windiest spot in the world. Mornings may be better. We might have to do this during the Brekkie Show. Maybe just hold it down there. We host the Brekkie Show down there for the main spectacle.
Yeah.
Recovery of the drone because I don't want to be the one who's littering in our lovely lake. I feel like
a
environmental
net, some kind of fishing net to...
Or do we, I don't know if it'll just like make it too heavy.
Yeah.
You know how you can get GoPros that have those flotation devices you can attach to them? So if it does sink, it'll float to the top.
A flotation device on the drone?
I think that a flotation device will be too heavy.
Yeah.
We tried to lift some fishing line with the drone in the office and it failed miserably.
I put a paper cutout of someone on the drone to make it a bit, you know, funny. Like, oh, that person's flying around. And the drone was like, I can't do this, guys. You gotta
put
me down.
All right, so the flotation device is out.
Yes.
Okay. I think we've identified the problems. We need to find solutions for each one. And then let's just do it. Let's just fly the drone across the lake.
What are we doing next week?
What, flying the drone across the lake?
Yeah.
That's ambitious, isn't it?
All right.
give us a couple of weeks and we'll figure even more logistics.
Let's not set a date. That's the other thing. The date is going to be
weather
dependent.
I love how loose you guys are with let's not lock into anything just yet.
It's because I want it to work so bad.
We could still be working on this in 6 years.
You will be.
We'll launch by the end of 2020. That's a guarantee.
And we need a name as well for this event.
Oh, yeah. I've got one.
Oh, yeah?
Can I put it
up? Do you want to pitch it on air?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Go ahead.
What about Post-Madrone?
Because it's going to fly circles. Isn't that one of his songs?
That is.
Circles.
Oh, works on that level. I didn't even think that.
That's funny.
Post-Madrone. All right, let's lock that in. That's one thing solved for today. We've done well. The Power FM Brekkie Show.